This is ATIS on Radio Hangar. I'm Tower. So here's a question for you. What do you do when you've got dozens of brand new airplanes sitting on the ramp, painted, wired, interiors installed, ready for delivery, and then someone tells you the fuselage fasteners weren't installed correctly? You tear them apart. That's what Boeing had to do, and the story behind it is one of those things that sounds almost too strange to be real. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com? All right, let's get into it. The 737 MAX has had one of the most troubled production histories of any modern airliner. We all know the big chapters, the two fatal crashes, the worldwide grounding that lasted nearly 2 years, the slow crawl back to service. But even after the MAX was cleared to fly again, Boeing's problems were far from over. And this particular chapter, the fuselage fastener issue, is one that really exposes how deep the manufacturing challenges ran. Here's what you need to know. During production of 737 MAX fuselages at Spirit AeroSystems, which was Boeing's primary fuselage supplier out in Wichita, Kansas, workers were installing fasteners in the fuselage panels incorrectly. We're talking about the structural fasteners that hold the skin of the airplane together. The ones that matter. Now, a fastener on an airplane is not like a bolt on your deck. These are precision components installed to very tight tolerances. The holes have to be drilled to exact specifications. The fasteners have to be seated properly. The sealant has to be applied correctly. If any of that is off, you can get issues with fatigue cracking over time. And on a pressurized fuselage cycling between ground level and flight altitude, thousands of times over its service life, fatigue cracking is not something you want to leave to chance. The problem was traced back to the drilling process. Holes in certain fuselage panels were drilled improperly. Some were oversized. Some didn't meet the dimensional tolerances Boeing's own engineering specs required. And here's the part that really stings. These weren't caught during normal quality inspections at Spirit. The fuselages were shipped to Boeing's Renton, Washington assembly plant, where they were built into complete airplanes. Engines hung, avionics installed, interiors fitted, paint applied, airlines liveries on the tails, and then the issue was discovered. So now Boeing had a fleet of finished jets that couldn't be delivered. Not because the engines didn't work. Not because the avionics had a glitch. Because the fundamental structure of the fuselage had fastener installations that didn't meet spec, and there's no shortcut for fixing that. You can't just pop a panel and swap a fastener when the interior is in the way. You have to strip the airplane back down. Pull the interior, access the fuselage structure, identify every affected fastener, drill them out, ream the holes to the correct size, install oversized fasteners or repair the holes per the structural repair manual, then put everything back together. The headline doesn't tell the whole story. This wasn't a one airplane problem. At various points, Boeing had dozens of undelivered MAX jets parked at its facilities, some for months, waiting for rework. Each airplane required hundreds of labor hours to fix, and every day one of those jets sat on the ground instead of flying revenue service for an airline. It represented lost revenue for the customer and a mounting financial headache for Boeing. This affected multiple MAX variants. The 737 MAX 8, which is the workhorse of the family, the MAX 9, which is the stretched version, airlines that had been counting on deliveries to support their schedules had to scramble, lease extensions on older aircraft, route adjustments, it rippled through the system. Now, if you're a general aviation pilot listening to this, you might be thinking, well, that's an airline problem. Why should I care? And I'd push back on that a little bit. Because the principle at play here is exactly the same principle that governs the airplane you fly. Every airplane, whether it's a Cessna 172 or a 737, is built to a set of specifications. The manufacturer says, this hole will be this diameter. This fastener will be torqued to this value. This sealant will be applied in this pattern. When those specifications aren't met, the airplane might look fine. It might fly fine today. But the margins that keep it safe over thousands of hours and thousands of pressurization cycles start to erode. That's why your annual inspection matters. That's why airworthiness directives exist. That's why when the FAA issues a service bulletin, it's not a suggestion. It's the system catching the things that would otherwise slowly degrade until they become dangerous. The Boeing situation also shines a light on supply chain quality control, which is something the entire aerospace industry has been grappling with in the post-pandemic era. Spirit AeroSystems was eventually reacquired by Boeing, and one of the driving factors behind that decision was exactly this kind of quality issue. When your most critical structural components are being built by a separate company, and that company's quality systems aren't catching defects before they ship, you've got a fundamental problem. Boeing's leadership acknowledged that they had to slow down production to get quality right. They accepted a production rate well below what Wall Street wanted because pushing volume while quality was uncertain is exactly what got them into trouble in the first place. And to their credit, the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, kept close oversight throughout. The FAA had increased its presence at Boeing's production facilities, and there were periods where the agency had to sign off on individual aircraft before they could be delivered. That's an extraordinary level of regulatory involvement for a production airplane. For those of us who follow aviation manufacturing, this was a sobering reminder. Building airplanes is hard. Building them at scale, consistently, to the tolerances required for safe, pressurized flight is extraordinarily hard. And when you take shortcuts or when your quality systems have gaps, the consequences don't always show up immediately. Sometimes they show up as a fleet of brand new jets that have to be taken apart and put back together before a single passenger ever boards. As of the latest reporting, Boeing has been steadily working through the backlog. Deliveries have resumed and production rates are climbing again, but the financial and reputational cost of this chapter has been enormous. And the MAX program, which was supposed to be Boeing's bread and butter for the next two decades, continues to carry the weight of these production stumbles alongside the deeper scars from the grounding. One more thing worth mentioning. This whole episode is part of a broader pattern in aerospace manufacturing. Right now, it's not just Boeing. Airbus has had supply chain issues. Engine manufacturers have had quality escapes. The entire industry compressed its workforce during the pandemic, lost experienced hands, and is now rebuilding institutional knowledge while simultaneously trying to ramp production to meet record demand. That tension between speed and quality is the central story in commercial aviation manufacturing right now, and the 737 MAX fastener rework is one of the starkest examples of what happens when quality loses that tug of war, even temporarily. This affects you if you're watching airline capacity for your travel planning. It affects you if you're an aviation professional watching industry trends. And it affects all of us as a case study in why the systems we have for catching manufacturing defects, from quality inspections to FAA oversight to airworthiness directives, exist in the first place. Sources for today's segment include reporting from Simple Flying and aviation industry coverage from the usual outlets. That's a tease for today on Radio Hangar. More at radiohangar.com. Fly safe out there. I'm Tower.